Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And today we are doing a special CUDA House radio show. CUDA is C-U-D-A and then house. If you go to CUDAHouse.com, you'll be able to see the really cool website that Bob Adams has put together. So to get started, Bob and I go way back. It's been a decade, maybe more. We did a couple of radio shows for the MLMIA, for those people that are familiar with that organization in the home-based business arena, and we've done some over here as well. We've done some on the Dash Radio as well, and I just really like talking to Bob. So we talk all the time, sometimes for holidays, sometimes we just talk about different and various things. We usually talk about what's going on with our businesses, and most recently, I called Bob personally, because I wanted to kind of bring him up to speed and find out what he was doing, because he's always doing some cool stuff. And this thing called AI has been around since, 2023 for most of us. So last year it started, and I figured he's doing something with AI. So I wanted to reach out to him, and I was totally not surprised. He is all over this. I mean, he's got this thing dialed up. He was showing me some stuff. I'm like, I didn't think they could do that. That's like crazy stuff. So if you are looking to do anything with AI, you want to talk to Bob Adams. So he's got that great website, CUDA House, and we're going to do a series of sections on this, cater to the people, probably mostly like our Building Fortunes radio listening audience. You guys are nice, but you're not necessarily very savvy on the technology side. Some of you are. I mean, you jump on this stuff like crazy. Many of you are just really good people, excellent distributors, perfect entrepreneurs, really great people, excellent leadership. You got great people skills. But when it comes to technology, copy and paste is probably where you specialize, a little bit more than that. Most of you don't do website hosting on your own, and you don't do a whole bunch of other programming on your own. So this is for you. CUDAHouse.com. Make sure you check it out. So Bob Adams, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I realize you just got through sharing again about how long we've known each other. And yeah, it's been a while. We've known each other for a long, long time. And yeah, and we initially started out because I was doing taxes and I was giving all kinds of tax advice for MLMers and the way they could save money and all that kind of fun stuff. And I retired from that particular arena, but technology still had its hooks deep inside of me, and it's still deep inside of me, and I'm grateful for it because I love playing around with this new stuff that's come out that's available to everybody, and I love teaching it, but I also love applying it. And so I started building websites even before I met Peter, and some of them were really basic, and very difficult. And then I started getting into using GoDaddy, and they had a really simple, what I consider now to be a super simple website creator that has its limitations, but at the same time, it's functional. It isn't all that interactive. But it was functional. It's a stationary stat set. Here I am. It's like an advertisement on TV or whatever. And then from there, I started getting involved into other platforms that you can use to build a business. Well, what I learned is when you have a business, you need a platform that can do so much more. Because otherwise, you end up needing something that's going to do your what's called a CRM, your control of your people who are signing up for your stuff. You need to have an email processor, something that can broadcast and put them out in a big hurry. You need to have a way of being able to market things. So you need a store. You need a link to be able to take care of the purchasing on the store. You need the way to do blogs. You need a way to do all these different things. Even set it up so that you can have affiliates market your products. And so I have found, after playing with a whole series of different types of systems that were out there, I finally found one that I really, 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 really like. I've been using it now for about 5 or 6 months, completely rebuilt all of my websites using this particular system because, A, it's economical, and B, it's simple. And it does all these different things. And I'm going to talk about that on the next show. But for today, I want to talk about chatbots. Now, you've already listened to some of the conversations that Peter and I have done, and I've talked about AI, gave you a great analogy for it, and I've talked about chatbots and the value that they have. But what I want to do now is that a lot of people think that, oh, chatbot, that's nice, no little buzzword floating around out there in the eternities of the Internet nonsense. No, chatbots are the most significant item that's out there in the world at this point in time. I'm inviting you to be aware. Just be aware. ChatGPT, Bard, Gemini, Perplexity, any other public AI source is nothing but a chatbot. That's all it is. It's a chatbot. And these chatbots are trained. Now, the training of these chatbots has actually started clear back in the late 50s. Okay, they started developing these systems to be able to communicate with people, and it's gone on and on and on. And you get some geniuses like Elon Musk who picks it up and runs with it and makes SpaceX and Tesla and all these other things. Those are all AI-generated products. And essentially what it does is it's gone through it and take this collaboration of all this data that's available out in the world. I know that my previous one, I said it was the ocean for the analogy because that's what it is. It's the ultimate of knowledge. It's out there. Okay? And that puts it in a format so that people are going to be able to access it and ask questions. So what I'm sharing with you is take a look at Google. Now, everybody uses Google. Google's been around for a long, long time. And the whole purpose of Google, even coming into existence, was to be able to give people access to information with a simple inquiry. And what it did is it would take the inquiry that you're doing, okay, and it would go out and find all these websites or sources that had keywords that matched up to your query. And then you had to go through each one of those presented things to find the information that you were looking for. Now, the more you fine-tune that query, the better off it's going to be because it's going to give you fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer choices, and then it starts giving you advertisement crap all over the place. That's what Google does. It's been great. It's been marvelous. I mean, gosh, if you go back in time and take a look at the things that we've accomplished so far in business and in everything else that we live in our lives, Google has played a major role. It's been the big monster. It goes along with Microsoft. It's huge. And the database that they have is monstrous. It's indeterminable. It's impossible to say how much information they have access to. Now, because it is so obvious and so big like that, it's able to provide certain pieces of information. But, when you take all that information, that vast amount of knowledge that's sitting out there, and you put it into a system, a large language model, an LLM, you're going to hear me talk about that a lot, then you're able to ask a question or tailor the query. And instead of it going out and trying to find all these websites and bring them to you, it just gets the information and gives it to you. So here it is. Now, is it perfect? For the most part, I'd say about 90-some-odd percent. It's just right on cue. But it depends upon how you ask your question, the prompt that you use. When you get more specific about your prompt, you get a better answer. And so AI, which is now available to the public through all the different sources of ChatGPT and Bard and all these things I shared with you just a moment ago, those are all based on an ability to be able to transmit or transfer information in a language, being a big library, in a language and answers your question. That is essentially what a chatbot is. Now, when I use the term chatbot now, what I'm sharing with everybody is that you can have your own your own chatbot. Now, some people will think, well, why would I want one? You know, what does it do? And so what I did is I had a little conversation with chat this morning, and I said, hey, give me an analogy. Give me something that I can share with these folks that would make it, you know, palatable or understandable and easier to do. So I asked it, and this is what it gave to me. Imagine a personal and business application as a complex network of bustling cities. Okay, I can do that one. Each city or application is unique. It has its own set of rules, its own roads or processes, and its own citizens or users. Now imagine wanting a chatbot like wanting a skilled multilingual tour guide that can navigate all these cities effortlessly. All right, so we've got cities, we've got them all over the world, we've got people there, we've got roads there. So this tour guide or the chatbot is not just any ordinary guide. They're equipped with a map of every alleyway, shortcut, and hidden gem within each city. They know the local customs, they speak the local languages fluently, and have an uncanny ability to understand and anticipate the needs of the travelers, users, that's you, that they assist. So whether it's a business city, or bustling with markets and startups and enterprises, or a personal city filled with galleries, parks, and homes, the guide can take you where you need to go, provide the information, and facilitate interactions, all with a friendly chat. Now, let's take a look at personal applications. This guide is like a trusted friend. He knows your preferences and can help manage your digital life, from scheduling appointments to suggesting entertainment. In business applications, the guide becomes an invaluable team member, capable of handling customer inquiries, streamlining operations, and providing insights, all in real time with a human touch. Now, in both scenarios, the desire for chatbot is a desire for an interface that makes navigating the complexities of digital life seamless and intuitive, enhancing both productivity and personal satisfaction. All right, it's a great analogy. It's a great way to look at this thing. And I, since I've been playing with it, I never really expand my world into other languages, but it does all the languages. I was like, okay, all right, that's cool. And so I have been playing with chatbots on a business level for quite a while now. So there are, as I explained in the previous time that we had a conversation, there are commercial chatbots available that you can tailor specifically to your business. Now that is freaking awesome because you have somebody that's doing all the work 24/7 and you're not paying them anything. They're just answering all the questions, helping promote sales, and if there's something, for heaven's sake, that they provide or ask a question about that it doesn't know the answer for, it says, oh, hang on, I'll get somebody for you that can answer that question for you. So that's what chatbots do. And the other part that's really neat about them is that once you build the chatbot, it constantly reads your website. So if you make a change in your website of any kind, it grabs it and throws it into its system. People will say, well, how does that work? You've got a library of information there. What does it do? Well, it ties into ChatGPT, or it ties into Bard, or it ties into Claude 3, or it ties into Perplexity, or it ties into Gemini. It ties into all these different sources of LLMs, large language models, and uses that technology to transmit information. All right, so let's settle that in just for a moment. Just for a little bit. You know, oftentimes in the olden days, when I would go to the library, and we had to pull out these cards and look up the author in order to find a book somewhere in the system, it was so much easier just to go talk to the librarian and say, I'm looking for this book. It's over there. Go get it. That made it easier. But what happens is the assistant didn't read the book. You can't ask them what's in the book. But with a chatbot, you can. It can research the entire book and give it all to you at exactly the right way, in a way that's formal and one that works. Peter, I know it's time. It's all yours.
Yep. Yeah, we'll do a quick commercial break. If you go back to CUDAHouse.com, C-U-D-A, house.com, you'll be able to see the website. And, of course, we replay these on Building Fortress Radio. We put it buildingfortressradio.com/CUDAHouse. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Bob Adams. We're talking about chatbots and artificial intelligence. And just as a little nostalgia, a little bit of trivia, there's been a lot of you, meaning you listening in, who have contributed already to this artificial intelligence, but you didn't realize when you were doing it. For all of you people that have done those recaptures, if you remember, recaptures like when you have to go in, you have to kind of put the letters or type the words in that you see, you were actually helping Google formulate the knowledge for the captcha. So a lot of people didn't know that. So for all you people that have said, well, I don't do that anymore, now I see like motorcycles and crosswalks and bridges, and now you're helping with artificial intelligence and driving. So whether you realize it or not, you are a voluntary participant in this artificial intelligence stuff. So anyway, so having said that, Bob, there's your nostalgia for the day. So back to you.
Well, actually, there's a lot of truth in that, because the chatbots are all built from two different sources. You have what is a formal application of information. Here, I'm going to give you this book. You look at this book, use the material in this book, and that's it. The other one is being self-taught. So as it's being able to expand its ability of reasoning, it self-teaches itself. So every time somebody has a communication with an open AI chatbot, whatever it is, it is contributing toward its ability to communicate and or ascertain and collect information. Now, some people say, that's horrific. I don't want that to happen. I don't want that. No, 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 no. Well, the truth of the matter is none of that's going to make any difference. The other part that's really cool about these public chatbots is that they are administratively controlled, meaning that if you go to ChatGPT and say, how do I rob a bank, it's not going to tell you anything. Okay? It's not going to tell you. It's not going to tell you how to build a bomb. It's not going to tell you how to overthrow a government. It's not going to tell you any of that kind of stuff. Okay, so it is censored to a way of even though it has that information, it's not going to make it publicly available. It has it, but it's not. You can't get to it. Alrighty. Now, there are ways to be able to access that kind of information in building your own private chatbot. But what most people don't realize is that when you go to building a private chatbot, you're looking at ChatGPT, which is a Goliath. Alrighty. It's got hardware capabilities that are beyond the imagination of most people, period. That storage and system that they use is massive. We're talking about filling up massive amounts of buildings, massive amount of power, huge amounts of storage. It's huge. It's just a monster. And they can do, and they work with trillions of pieces of information from all kinds of places. Well, you can build a chatbot specifically for your own need, but you're going to need hardware. And you have to make sure that the hardware you have is going to be usable for building a chatbot program. Now, I show people how to do that, but what I have found is that negating having to buy a whole another computer system or add an NVIDIA video card, you know, and go through all the processes of understanding how to set this thing up can be changed by using something that's commercially available that's very simple. I have that system available. I have built a source of unlimited chatbots that people can use individually. So they might say, well, Bob, what would I do with that chatbot? I said, okay, well, we'll take a look at business applications. Because it reads your website and because you can tell it what to do, you can train it to say, when this question appears, this is what you do. This is what you do. This is what you do. This is how you respond. Okay? You can train it so that it's going to do what you want it to do. Then you can also add information to it. So oftentimes, when like on my website, what I have is I've got information that I want people to be able to access to, or at least I want the chatbot to have access to, that isn't on the website. Because when you start complicating website with a lot of material, people get lost, and you don't need it. But the chatbot, it can have all that information. So it becomes the expert that's sitting there just waiting to answer your questions. Please, 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 please ask me. Okay? And so you can train that chatbot with material that's going to be part of your business information that you want people to have access to, even though it's not on your website. Well, that's cool, Bob. I can see that. Yeah, that really is cool because you can build up a database of people who've come to it. It retains who those people are. So it's got a continuing running accumulation of what the kind of inquiries these people ask so it can condition its responses. I mean, it's just cooler than heck. But what if, and this is where it really gets interesting, because some people want to build a business, build a strategy, write a book, and they want to solicit information that it may not necessarily be available on the big universal access systems. I have friends who want to build and write books. They want to take books that they use, and some of them are even out of print at this point in time, and they want to use the information from that book to correlate all the information they want to present in this new book that they're writing. Well, how do we do that? Well, it's pretty dang simple. You can have a chatbot having nothing to do with a website. Nada. Period. And then you supplement it with information, books, reports, videos, images, maps, and you put that all into a chatbot. And then you go use your chatbot to say, okay, I'm looking for this piece of information. And it correlates, it puts it all together and presents it to you. And then it gives you a link. This is where this is at. It goes to the book. There's the whole thing right there. Just that simple. Well, this is not online. This is not something that's publicly available to the rest of the world. This is your stuff. Your own personal private information that you're using to derive something, to accomplish something. Now, another one that people really like using a chatbot for are hobbyists. So they've got a particular stuff that they want to do, that they want to work with or whatever. They can put in all kinds of links to different websites that's their favorite that they go to. And instead of having to search all the websites to find this information, the chatbot does it for you. You say, okay, I don't want to know this piece of information. Well, you've given it 30, 40, 50 different types of websites that you want to have on that system. And it goes out and finds all the information and gives it to you and says, here's that. This is where it's at. Go get it. Simple. Really cool. The other part is that you can train your chatbot individually. So you can tell it, I want to have this type of a source of information. I want to be able to see a map. I want to be able to have this or this or this or this or this. And it'll train itself to be able to go look specifically for that or respond back to you in a certain way. The commercial chatbots that I provide to people have 50 different options, different ways you can train cooler than heck. So I know that on my previous shows when I was talking, I say, if you're going to build a website, you don't have a website until you have a chatbot. That's cool. The website is stationary. It presented all this material. These are really awesome things to see. But when you put a chatbot on board, you've got a wizard. You've got somebody there that can answer all the questions, that can take care of the support, that can promote the sales, that can do the connections for you to them, that can keep records of everybody, and it's just something that sits there and does its job. And you made it. And if you want one for your personal use, great. Create one for your personal use. Put in all the material that you want to research. And then write your book. Pursue your hobby. Educate. You know, here's an idea. This is just a thought to play with because I like playing with ideas. It's one of my favorite things to do. let's just say that you wanted to do home studies. If you had all the educational material that was going to be made available in a class, and you have all that material, and you jump it into, dump it into this chat bot, look how easy the research is going to be. Look how simple it is going to have the answers quickly because you have a chat bot. It did it all for you. Now, I have found if I have a particular thing that, or a subject matter that I want to research and I go out to Google or if I go to ChatGPT and I do a research on it and it gives me material, but it's not quite right. I know that at one time I asked it a question specifically about a tax problem and it gave me the wrong answer. And what was really cool is I told it, that's incorrect. And it apologized for it and says, okay, I need to do more research. Well, what happens is the guys who are running ChatGPT, they see that response. Oh, so we need to find out more information about this. Well, then they have people that they pay that does that research to put it into the system. I experimented with an idea not too long ago, and I thought, okay, so what are people having to do when they are being paid to research material to put it in ChatGPT or any of the other chats that are out there? So they give the test. They have a test that they give to people who want to help populate the information. And one of them, they said, okay, so Taylor Swift, somebody made an inquiry. This ChatGPT or this particular one gave an answer, and then this one gave an answer. Both of them were similar. Both of them had wrong information. How do you determine that? So it shows you how to go search to get the correct information. And then once you get that correct information, they put it into these huge language models and correct the problem. That way, universally, it's been corrected. Really cool. A lot of work. It's really cool. The whole idea behind it is to build a library of knowledge. Then, if you let yourself just really run with it, you can see how applicable it is for medicine and health, for finances, you know, for anything else that's modern in our world. The ability to be able to have instantaneous information, records, be able to do initial diagnosis very quickly for cancer, all of that's built into artificial intelligence. Peter, I know that we're knocking close to the end of our time here together, bro. I've got a whole bunch of other stuff I'm looking forward to sharing in our next series. But I want to invite everybody at this point in time, make an appointment with me. If you've got questions about AI or about a chatbot or how it can help, go to CUDAHouse.com. You'll see a link that says, make an appointment with Bob. And if you already have a business, just go to bots, click on it. It's going to have a pop-up. You're going to register yourself, and it's going to send you to a link to make an appointment with me. And in there, you're going to put your website. So when we have our conversation, I will already have a bot built for your website. It'll be cooler than heck. Cooler than heck. Peter, I think we're knocking on the door of our time here, Guy, aren't we?
We are. We are, but make sure you check them out. Make sure you go to CUDAHouse.com, C-U-D-A, house, H-O-U-S-E.com. And, of course, if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/CUDAHouse, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous show. I know Bob's put a link on his CUDAHouse.com website for the radio shows as well. So you'll see them all over the place. So thanks, everybody, for being here. Take up Bob on his offer for the consultation, and we'll see everybody next time we do a CUDAHouse Building Fortunes radio show. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.